The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined by Gordon Brown in the studio to look ahead to three contests from Ascot on Friday. We're also just going to have a brief look ahead to the Champion Hurdle. Most of the runners have got a run under their belt now, and it's it looks like an absolutely cracking race on paper already. And I know we're some months away from that, but that's just something that I fancied looking at. How's things, Gordon?
Yeah, very well, Alec. How are you? Compliments of the season. I'll see you on Weimar Radio before Christmas.
Greetings.
Yeah, but I won't be on before Christmas or New Year. So
no, again, tomorrow is my final day as producer before Christmas, and it's sort of sneaked up on me this year as well.
Yeah, it has. Yeah,
so might have to don my Christmas jumper tomorrow.
Oh my God!
I know. Got bells on as well. That wouldn't be audio friendly, really, would it?
No, wouldn't
be. If you hear me jingling, listeners,
I'd be here running at Monmore.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Ding-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling indeed. We'll start just by, I'm just going to give you a brief show for the Champion Hurdle. I know it's a long way off, but it's just something I was thinking about on the way in this morning, and there's so many top quality horses lined up for this one. This should be mouthwatering, provided they all get there fit and in form. We've got the new one, 7-2 favourite, Might Enter Yours, 4-1, Our Connor, 9-2, Hurricane Fly, 6s, Jeski at 8s, Annie Power, 12s, Grand Away's Arcandar, 16s, and 20s or bigger the rest. Fascinating contest. If all of these horses line up, this could be one of the best races that we've seen for a very long time.
Could be a vintage renewal, couldn't it? It could be the new guns taking on the old man, Hurricane Fly, last year's winner, of course. All those record number of grade ones. And as you say, the new one, My Tenter Yours, Our Corner. These are the new kids on the block. One by one, you couldn't help be impressed by the new one. He was cut to clear favourite, wasn't he, for the Champion Hurdle after that fairly emphatic success at Cheltenham last week. I was in here for that. I was quite impressed by it. And he won really well for me. And I know Sam Twiston Davis, I spoke to him day after that. And he was telling me that he wished he'd hung on to him a bit longer. He'd hit the front a bit sooner than he'd liked. So I think there's more to come from the new one. My Tenter Yours. I was up at Newcastle the night before he won. I was hosting a dinner. I wasn't there when he won the Fighting Fifth, but he did all that was required. I'm sure that there'll be more to come from him. He wasn't unduly pressed. Our Connor, another novice winner at the festival last year, a very impressive winner as well. He's, as I say, he's got his future before him. And as I say, I certainly wouldn't rule out the old fella, Hurricane Fly. I can't remember the last time. I think just looking back, the last time he was beaten was actually in the Champion Hurdle of 2012 by Rock on Ruby. Of course, he gains his revenge over Rock on Ruby in this season gone's Champion Hurdle 2013. I would not rule him out because I think there's plenty of life left in the old dog yet. So I personally feel it's a vintage renewal of the Champion Hurdle. Can't wait for that. There'll be a few more pieces to be put in the jigsaw before the Champion Hurdle itself on March the 11th, which for me is the best day's jumping ever. Always the first day of Cheltenham is the best for me. Like, I always think Royal Ascot, same. But can't wait for the Champion Hurdle. There'll be a few more cards to be shown before then. But you're going to ask me for a selection at this state and time. Of the new lads on the block, I would be on the new one. Okay. And if I had to go for the older brigade, so to speak, I think the race is between the new one and Hurricane Fly. I wouldn't be surprised to see Hurricane Fly come back and hold on to his crown, but the new one at this moment would be my selection.
Okay, then. That is the Champion Hurdle dealt with. We will look ahead now to three races at Ascot on Friday. And we'll start with a Grade 2 Novices Hurdle coming up at 2 o'clock. 2 miles the trip, six runners down to go to post. Some nice types here, Gordon.
Some nice types here. A race won by Puffin Billy, incidentally, 12 months ago. The French named horse here, Volney de Taille, for me, is on a real old roll, and Nicky Henderson's horses have really started to roll. Traditionally, they hit form about Hennessy time. The same has happened this year. And if you want your Christmas expenses, you could do worse than follow Henderson all the way through. This is an ex-French horse who's unbeaten in the two starts since coming to France for Messrs Henderson and Geraghty, winning at Newbury last time at the Hennessy Festival. And at Kempton, Irving for Paul Nichols and Nick Schofield. Likewise, a horse that comes off the back of two wins. He's unbeaten, actually, in his whole career. A win here at Ascot and at Taunton. You would also give chances to Splash of Ginge. I was in the studio here when Splash of Ginge actually won at Aintree. Made all that day. That was his track, though. Sharp left-handed Aintree, completely different to a fairly stiff right-handed Ascot. So, at the moment, I would be on the side of Irving for Nichols and Schofield, but immense respect for Volney de Taille to extend his unbeaten run to four. So, number one Irving for me.
Okay, then. Next up is the 2:35. It is the Knoll Novices Chase, a Grade 2 contest over five furlongs. Maybe not.
No, I thought you were going to say 5 miles as well.
Five runners go to post over 2 miles and three furlongs. Another interesting contest, this. Interesting to see. You mentioned Puffin Billy won this. Won the first race that we looked at, the 2 o'clock last year.
Simon Sig.
2:35, won by Simon Sig. So, you know, a race that clearly can throw up a nice one. And I think the most likely one is probably Ray Astar here.
Ray Astar, if you give him the full bill of health, because King's horses aren't right. He's writing in the weekend of this week saying that his horses aren't 100%. There's some sort of mystery lorgy going on there at his yard. Ray Astar hasn't done that much wrong in recent starts, in a good race at Cheltenham, chased home dodging bullets. And before that, actually won at Uttoxeter, before that a four at the Grand National Meeting Aintree in the spring. So you'd have to start with him on your list. As you were saying, it was won 12 months ago by Simon Sig. I think Fox Appeal might just come in here under the radar for Emma Lavelle. Just before I talk about that, I mean, Ascot must be worried, Alec. I don't know about you, the field sizes for the money.
Yeah.
You know, they had a two-runner race earlier in the autumn. Here for the money, what were you talking about, that earlier race, just six? This time, just five?
It's not even like that they've got a Simon Sig in there that scared them off as such. No. Ray Astar is a very good horse over hurdles. There's some nice types in there, but you'd expect that. It's a Grade 2 contest, you know.
These are two Grade 2 contests for good money. I mean, we keep hearing these trainers making excuses of either the ground or, as you say, a good horse is chasing the others away, or there's been too many races of this type recently. That doesn't wash with me. There's good prize money. And if I was a racecourse executive, the money's on the table. If you don't enter and don't run, it won't be there next year. I mean, that'd be a bit more hard line. But anyway, I digress. Back on this Grade 2 Novices Chase, I talked about the chances of Ray Astar. I'm worried, as I say, about the health of the stable. I'm sure Alan King wouldn't be running the horse if it hadn't actually passed all his tests and checks that he does on them before he lets them loose. But Fox Appeal hasn't done a lot wrong in two runs at Wincanton and Fontwell. Aidy Coleman's ridden them before. I know Leighton Aspel's ridden the horse as well. It's Aidy that's on him this time. Beaten by Wonderful Charm last time. Only beaten a neck by Black Thunder the time before that at this sort of trip. So that's on the shortlist in a very poorly contested race. And Mr. Mole for Tony McCoy won easily in a beginner's chase and up in trip to about 2.3. That was over 2 miles, that win at Warwick. Won pretty handsomely that day, Mr. Mole. AP McCoy riding for Paul Nichols. There's two powerful men teaming up. Fox Appeal for me, though, as I say, hasn't been doing a lot wrong. Had a shortish break since that latest second. Aidy Coleman for Emma Lavelle. Her horses are in good late autumn, early winter form as well.
Okay, then. The final race that we'll look at is the 3:10. It's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and six furlongs. 14 runners down to go to post. A lot more competitive than the first two contests. Perhaps not the sort of calibre of performers, but nevertheless, some nice types in here.
Jamie Snowden and Brendan Powell teaming up with a horse called Joanne One. Jamie Snowden doing well, one of our young trainers, and a horse that I was quite impressed with winning at Exeter and before that at Foss Last. He's actually been revitalised, or he's found his form with a tongue tie. That first win at Foss Last came in a first time tongue tie. That was retained at Exeter when he won again. So Joanne won.
Or even she got.
She. It's a she, because I know there'll be sometimes of people naming horses with names like that, and it's. It is a chestnut mare.
Yeah.
We sometimes, the name can be misleading. So she has an excellent chance. And also on a longish short list, we've got Polly Peacham. Polly Peacham makes a seasonal reappearance for Henderson and Geraghty. Likely to be race fit, although I heard Henderson saying one or two of his horses coming back this season have needed the run more than he thought. I mean, visually he thought they were all right, but they've clearly come on for the run. So that might well be the case there. And the other one you've got to put up, I would say, is Andy Kelly, who's been in reasonable form for that girl, Emma Lavelle. Gavin Sheehan, a young jump jockey who's really making a name for himself. He'd a treble the last time I was in William Hill Radio, and he's clearly a young lad who's gone from strength to strength. A really tricky race. Joanne One comes here in good form. Andy Kelly, I would think, would be in the mix. If I knew it was absolutely spot on and race fit, or as fit as could be after the absence, Polly Peacham, it would be for me. So I'm going to probably go for Polly Peacham, who was last seen out when winning a Mayor's Novices Handicap Hurdle at Kempton back in the spring.
Okay then, Polly Peacham the pick there in the 3:10. Thank you very much, Gordon. Best of luck with those selections and enjoy the racing.
Thank you, Alec.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.